Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Amazon's expansion into groceries could spell more trouble for some major food brands.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Major food companies have been struggling with slowing sales for quite some time. Amazon.com's planned acquisition of Whole Foods could put pressure on these companies even further. Amazon agreed to buy Whole Foods about a week and a half ago for $13.7 billion, and relatively little is known at this point about what Amazon's strategy will be. Joining us from San Francisco is Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens. Laura, I gather that Amazon has said next to nothing about a strategy for Whole Foods, but seemingly everyone is betting at this point that Amazon will lower its prices.
Right. Well, and the deal came together really quickly. So about 6 weeks between the first meetings of the executives to the deal actually being announced. So it's been a very fast whirlwind acquisition. And due to that, Amazon hasn't had time to fully come up with a strategy, according to the people that we've talked to. So as a result, though, you know, everybody, of course, is speculating about what will happen. And, you know, talking to a lot of former Amazonians, some people familiar with the matter, it does sound like Amazon would likely look to lower costs quickly at Whole Foods and then reduce prices as a result of that.
At this point, which food brands are seen being most impacted by Amazon's strategy?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, there's been this enduring shift of consumers towards fresh and natural options. So that's been costing a lot of business at a lot of big food brands like Kraft Heinz Company, Kellogg, and Mondelez International. And so all of those companies are already facing a lot of increased pressure. And those are the kinds of companies that we could see potentially impacted as Amazon makes a push into the food space and potentially drive supplier costs down.
But obviously there are some big food brands, industry leaders, and also pretty diversified. Might those food companies be better able to withstand Amazon more so than other companies that are less diversified?
Yeah, so, you know, companies like PepsiCo, which owns Frito-Lay and a bunch of other food snack brands, and Mondelez have top-selling brands, and they're really globally established. And so those kinds of brands are going to be able to withstand pressures. You know, you're still going to want to go buy that bag of Lay's potato chips or whatever, you know, the consumers are used to buying. The ones that are going to have a little more trouble likely are the ones that are more niche and maybe also those that might be squeezed by an organic player in the market. Amazon's definitely expected to keep expanding Whole Foods' private labels, which, you know, could become more competitive if they're at a lower price and could really potentially take market share away from some of the bigger brands that, you know, aren't really that top tier brand that we're used to buying, but, you know, kind of middle level brands.
And the Whole Foods deal for Amazon really could widen the reach of natural and organic brands just by selling them online. Isn't that true?
Right. Well, you know, Amazon, of course, is a master at retail. And so everybody's kind of expecting that Amazon will move in and potentially combine both, you know, it's been making a move into private label with some perishable food items. It made a big push into that space last year. And Whole Foods has its 365 brand, which is popular as well. So if Amazon can take its online retail know-how, maybe sell some of the Whole Foods private labels on its site, or potentially even move into doing some of its own private labels in Whole Foods stores. So there would be a lot of opportunity for collaboration between those two companies once the deal is done.
I'm speaking with Laura Stevens of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to What's News.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Laura, doesn't this Whole Foods deal for Amazon fit in with their strategy of lowering prices at the expense of margins, really to gain a foothold into a new market?
Yeah, Amazon's been known to do that frequently in the past, and it's something the CEO and founder, Jeff Bezos, has really been open about. In his original shareholder letter back in 1997, he outlined his case to investors saying, don't invest in us if you're expecting short-term gains. It's all about long-term for him. And so as a result, you know, they've taken this short-term, investment strategy to get long-term gains for a long time now. And, you know, their stocks keep going up, even though maybe their profit margins aren't always that massive. And so, yeah, a lot of people, including former Amazon executives, are saying that it's quite likely that Amazon will continue to squeeze national brands, something that it already does by kind of trying to renegotiate prices every year, you know, try to drive those down. And also just the fact that, you know, it really does try to match and beat on prices frequently on its website. And it will likely bring a lot of that game plan to Whole Foods.
I know it seems like this deal is still sort of coming together. Has there been a lot of talk or speculation about what the chances are of the deal actually going through, you know, on antitrust grounds, things like that?
On antitrust grounds, there hasn't been too much out there yet. Nobody seems too concerned about it. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross did go on Fox Business Network's Varney & Company and say that he had not seen anything that would trigger any antitrust concerns for him. That's obviously not the final word on everything, but so far, no significant red flags have been raised.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens from San Francisco, thanks for joining us, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.